Welcome to Howl with the Wolves, the official podcast of the UMB St. John's Seawolves. You will hear from coaches, alumni, current student athletes, and staff members offering an inside look at athletics, recreation, and wellness at UMB St. John. In this month's episode, members of the Seawolves Student Athlete Advisory Committee break down what SAC is all about, talk about upcoming initiatives, and lots more.
Hey Seawolves, this is Eden Shimerda. I'm the social media rep in SAC. I'm a fourth year basketball student, and today I'll be directing this podcast. I'll kick it over to Amy Carey.
Hi, I'm Amy. I am a social media coordinator on SAC. I am in my fourth year at UMBSJ, and I play women's volleyball.
And our other co-star here, Maddie.
Hi, I'm Maddie. I'm in my fourth year here, and I play on the women's basketball team.
Awesome. Let's get started. All right, guys. Can you tell me what sport you guys play, what year you are in, and what's your favorite thing about UMBSJ sports?
I play basketball. I'm in my fourth year. And my favorite thing about sports is being able to watch the other teams play and support them.
I play volleyball. I'm in my fifth year, I guess, technically, but fourth year at UMBSJ. And my favorite thing about UMBSJ athletics is just, I think, kind of similar to Maddie, just like the community and everyone supporting each other and just having like a big built-in group of friends.
That's nice. Automatic. Locked in.
Yeah.
What is your guys' role in SAC?
I am a social media coordinator, so I just run our SAC Instagram and I help with game day updates and things like that.
I'm actually our SRC liaison, so basically I sit in on SRC meetings, help organize events with the SRC for athletics, and then also help SAC organize events and relay what we're going to be doing to the SRC.
What is SAC all about?
Athletics community, really.
Yeah, I think our job is really just like making sure that every athlete is having a good time at UMBSJ, especially in athletics, and giving everyone an opportunity to like participate in events and make the year as fun as possible.
I feel like you gain a lot by playing a sport here, but you also lose a lot. Like a lot of the SRC events and school events that they put on are on a random, you know, Friday night, and we might be at Crandall or Halifax or something playing a game, and they don't really take that into account. So
SAC is definitely just like giving those opportunities back to athletes for maybe like the ones that we miss.
Like they give us our informal and things like that, and it gives us an opportunity to, you know, meet other people in the community and in different programs and stuff too. So
yeah, I know one thing about SAC is in my first year, it kind of broke me out of my shell and got to meet new people. Would you guys agree?
I think that honestly, like one of the main reasons that I joined SAC to begin with was one of my best friends on the team told me to, and I got to kind of branch out and meet new people like in all of the other teams and in all of the other kind of like friend groups. So like I said, back to community, like we're all just kind of a giant built-in friend group, but I think that SAC really helps with that and creating like connections throughout the teams.
I think the way that they plan the events throughout the year really helps. So we kind of start off with Ultimate Seawolf and everyone's all nice and awkward and then gets really competitive and into it. And then, you know, we have the formal throughout the year. You kind of get to know everybody by then, get into Assassin, everybody hates each other for a few weeks. It's really entertaining. And then kind of go from there. Like I just think having several events throughout the year really helps people, you know, connect with other teams and stuff like that.
Amy, you said you joined SAC because of your friend Maddie. Maddie, what made you join SAC?
Honestly, in my first year, I was just really looking for different ways to get involved with the school that wasn't overly time consuming, but also was nice and kind of rewarding to myself too. It's really nice to help plan these events and get other athletes' opinions and stuff, so like I can kind of advocate for the basketball team on that kind of stuff, get their opinions, you know, what they want to do, come up with new events. And it's honestly really fun to see like the background of it and like when people are competing and stuff, getting to watch them and plan those events.
Yeah, so you guys have been doing SAC for a while. What's your favorite memory in SAC? It can be a moment or it can be a whole event.
Oh, that's a hard one.
That is a hard question. I didn't really even think about it until just now.
I don't know. Schwer getting you up first thing in Assassin was pretty good.
Yeah, was not a fan of that.
Yeah, I think, honestly, we had a practice ending at 10 p.m. and everyone was completely convinced that nobody would be waiting after our practice at 10 p.m. And then we walked out the side door just in case, and who but Adam and Carson and Alex were waiting there for us. Ping pong table got knocked down, people ran into the walls. Colin thought we were losing our ever-loving minds. Like, it was, oh my God.
So it sounds like Assassin's your guys' favorite SAC event, but could you explain or say another SAC event that you guys really enjoy?
I really like Ultimate Seawolf because it's right at the beginning of the year. We get all the first years to come. They don't know each other. They don't know anybody on the other teams. And everyone kind of starts out really awkward because you mix the teams onto different teams for Ultimate Sea Wolf. And then when we actually start going and people find out that there's a prize, they get super competitive. Yeah. And you just see, like, the real athletic, like, community show, and it's really nice to watch.
I love formal also. I feel like
can't go wrong. Formal.
Formal is one of everyone's favorites. It's so nice to just, like, have a night dedicated to athletes where we can all just, like, dress up and have a meal together and just, like, hang out and not really have to worry about anything else because, obviously, athletics can be pretty stressful, and I think it's just a really nice way for us to all get together and decompress before Christmas break and just kind of, like, celebrate our first semester. It's nice.
Yeah, so a formal just around the corner next Sunday. Is there any other plans coming up for SAC, or...?
Yeah, Assassin starts pretty soon after the break.
Yeah, it's the week after the break. I know that we got Assassin coming up. We're going to be posting the rules here shortly. There'll be a copy in the den. There'll be a copy on our Instagram page. And there'll also be a copy sent out when you sign up for Assassin so that everyone's aware.
Yeah.
Because,
like we said, nobody complaining this year.
It can get a little bit intense, so.
We also just wrapped up Trick or Eat, too, there. We go around and fundraise, get non-perishables for a homeless shelter uptown. We collected over 1,100 this year.
Over 1,100, yeah.
So that was pretty good.
Shout out women's basketball team. They collected the most.
Yeah. Represent. What's your favorite event?
My favorite event has to be formal. Just a good time to be out with all the teams. And like you said, everyone gets to dress up. It's a night dedicated to all the athletes, and it's always a fun time. With SAC, we do a lot of fundraising around the community. Could you guys expand on that?
Yeah, for sure. One of the biggest fundraisers we do is obviously our Think Pink weekends. So we do one for soccer and then one for indoor sports. So normally basketball and volleyball share one, but volleyball is the only team that gets our pink jerseys. But we have pink socks and pink laces and pink warm-ups. Yeah, well, I mean, special. But yeah, we do all of the pink attire. We have people doing baked goods for our bake sale. We normally have a basket. We have a special contest for UMBSJ students normally during the basketball games. So we do all of that just in support of breast cancer awareness. And all of the proceeds that we raise go right to there. So that's probably one of the biggest ones that we do.
Yeah, another big one that we have is the Bellet's Talk weekends. We wear our toques and we have our little affirmation bubbles. And SAC really advocates for different resources for mental health and things like that over the weekend. And it's really just a big weekend bringing mental health, talking about mental health and stuff, and like how it affects you in sport and school. So I think that's really important too.
Yeah, for sure.
And haven't you guys just started a new one recently?
Yeah, we had our first volleyball teams this year, had our first annual Purple Games in support of Hestia House. So we did that in Domestic Violence Awareness Month and just kind of raised awareness for domestic violence. We also collected hygiene goods to donate to Hestia House, and we had purple warm-up shirts. We did purple bows in our hair. Everyone in the crowd was, you know, encouraged to show up and wear purple. So that was a successful first year for that as well.
Last question. With so many people graduating from SAC this year, 5 out of 7 people, what would you tell people to influence them in joining SAC and be part of the group?
I feel like there's a few different ways you can look at it. It's really great to get involved. You get to know a lot of people. It's really easy volunteer hours, which for some people, that's enough right there. And also, like, you kind of get to plan the events that you want to do. Yeah. So, like, formal, you kind of get to help decide, you know, when it's going to be. Where it's going to be, that kind of stuff, which is really nice. And same with, like, we do trivia nights and stuff. Mm-hmm. We've talked about doing a hide-and-seek, still trying to figure out if that's going to work, like a big athletics hide-and-seek. But you kind of get to bring new things to the table, and it's really easy to use the old stuff, too. So, like, trivia night, we started that last year, yeah. Kept doing it this year. It's a great thing.
It's a, like Maddie said earlier, it's not a crazy time commitment, and, like, it's so nice to just put yourself out there and be able to, like, have a say in what goes on in athletics, because you do miss out on a lot of things, but being able to, like, voice your team's opinion and voice your opinion on what you want to see done and, like, what kind of events that we want to have, it's, like, it's really nice, and it's nice to be involved, and it's pretty easy. Like, it's a great group of people every year. I don't think we've had a bad year.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, guys.